Listening Library presents The First Time She Drowned by Carrie Kletter. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Prologue. My mother wore the sun like a hat. It followed her as we did, stopping when she stopped, moving when she moved. She carried her beauty with the naivete of someone who was born to it, and thus never understood its value or the poverty of ugliness. As children, my older brother Matthew and I were drawn to her like tides, always reaching our arms up to her, pulled to her light. If she had shadows, I did not recognize them as such. I saw her only in her most perfect form, and any suggestion of coldness or unkindness was merely a reflection of me. This was the unspoken agreement I had with her, suspiciously drawn up before I was old enough to understand its cost. Until I was a teenager, my family lived on the poor side of a wealthy town in Pennsylvania. It was a washed-out-looking neighborhood, where the colors of the houses were tired and peeling from neglect. Still, we had a huge backyard that stretched wide and ripe with all things wonderful to children. On its left seam, it was lined with blackberry bushes, whose purple juices stained our fingers as we stuffed them into jars for jam. On the right, and perched tenuously on a hill, as if cresting a wave of green, sat an enormous yellow boat. So old and weathered, it had undoubtedly crawled its way to the shores of our yard to die. The boat was as big as our house, and about as seaworthy. When I